Hey, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. I'm driving in my car on the way to Laracon, U.S. I'm driving from Gainesville, Florida to Orlando, where the airport is. I'm hoping the audio quality isn't too bad. And I'm going to do a geek show in the car. So, hi. I also don't have my script, so we'll try to see how this works out. I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. This is the 5-Minute Geek Show. We're talking about development and all this kind of stuff. Man, I don't even know what I say then. It's a 5-Minute... It's 5 minutes of geek twice a week. No, it's podcasting, project management, entrepreneurship, development, front-end, back-end. If it's geeky, it fits. There you go. Eat your peas, baby, baby, please. So, what I wanted to talk about this week, I've been gone for a couple weeks. I was on a week of vacation, and prior to that, I was having technical issues. So, I think it's been probably a week and a half since my last podcast. And during that time, a few things have happened. One of the things that happened was that I decided to sell my Apple Watch. And another thing that happened was I went up to a not too remote cabin on a not too remote lake in North Michigan, and a huge storm came through and knocked out power for the whole area for 3 or 4 days. And then finally, I've been preparing a talk to give at Laracon. If you're not familiar with Laravel, it's a rapid application development framework for PHP, very, very similar to Rails. It's about basically getting things built. And my talk is about how you can use Laravel to quickly spin up side projects. And one of the primary concepts there is that the soul of Laravel is all about rapid application development, getting things done quickly, and giving you a tool set so that you can get things done quickly without them being crap. So you make good code, write good apps, but do it quickly. I don't know how to tell a voice memo to keep up a timer in front of me of how long I've been talking. All right, 2 minutes. So through all those things, I've been interacting with the amount of crap that we surround ourselves with. And it's different in each one, so let's go backwards. In Laravel, the amount of crap that we surround ourselves with, especially not in Laravel, but just in programming as a whole, is an excessive reliance on architecting things the right way and patterns and all these things type of stuff. It's good, right? And it's helpful. But just like anything, too much of a good thing is not a good thing. And one of the things that I've been kind of returning to recently, encouraged by some exposure to some new rapid application development concepts, a lot of the programming that I've been doing together with my coworker Adam Wevin, where we've just been trying to keep stuff really simple and only add complexity when it's actually necessary. It's just convincing me that a lot of the stuff that we keep... Oh, yeah, and switching from PHP Storm to Sublime Text. Just convincing me that a lot of the stuff we have around us is unnecessary. And it may be at times convenient, but it's just building up cruft around us. And the same thing is true. I was engaging with the Apple Watch and trying to decide, why is it that I'm dissatisfied with the Apple Watch? And I'm dissatisfied with it in a way that I would still probably recommend other people try it, which is weird. And I realize what it is that I am a traditional watch wearer. I'm wearing a Timex Weekender right now, and I've been wearing them for years. And when you switch to the Apple Watch from a classic watch, it's very different than when you put on an Apple Watch having worn nothing before. So I switched from a Jawbone Up and a Timex Weekender to an Apple Watch, and I found that the Apple Watch is a much less useful watch than what I'm used to, and it's a much less useful activity tracker than what I'm used to. The Jawbone Up has a 7-day charge and can track my sleep. The Apple Watch has a 1-day charge and can't track my sleep. And my Timex Weekender is slick, it looks nice, I can buy replacement bands to swap out different colors for cheap, and it's slim, and it doesn't need... It's got whatever ridiculous battery life these things have, right? So I've found that while there's a lot of cool things that the Apple Watch adds, notifications, I can take phone calls on it, none of them were compelling enough to overcome the things that it took away for me. And the thing is, if I were someone who didn't have those things prior, if I went from, you know, nothing to Apple Watch, I'd be keeping my Apple Watch because I'd be saying, well, you know, they still have to figure it out how it's going to be useful, and it's going to take a little while before they really get a handle on, you know, really what is its most compelling use case. But the thing is, I'm in this place where I'm like, they still have to figure that out, and it's taking away things that I like. Like, I like the fact that I can look at my wrist at some weird angle and see the time. With the Apple Watch, you have to kind of twist your wrist so that it knows you're looking at the time at that moment. That annoys me as a watch wearer. If I wasn't a watch wearer, probably wouldn't bother me at all. And the same thing kind of happened when I was up in vacation. We lost power for 4 days. And so you think about it and you're like, man, we've been planning this vacation for literally a year. It's one of the only times I get to spend with my family. And now, this week of all weeks, we have no power, right? But that's not what happened at all. It was actually really fun. My family kept a really positive attitude. Nobody was complaining. The worst thing that happened was the water was run by a well. So for a little while, we were carrying buckets of water up from the lake to flush the toilet, not taking showers and having to drink bottled water. But we did that, and it was fine. Like, nobody was hurt. Nobody had any less fun as a result of that. We maybe smelled a little worse, but everyone was safe. Everyone had fun. And the same thing continued. Like, at nighttime, when we didn't have lights, what'd we do? Well, we lit candles, and we, you know, used our phones sparingly, and we all had kind of backup chargers, so we never got to a point where we needed to get in touch with someone and couldn't. But yeah, we would like sit around and talk around candlelight or go to bed a little bit early or just lay in the couch and think and talk with people over candles or whatever. It helped that I wasn't in Florida during that time or else we would have been miserable. But Michigan in August is gorgeous. The weather was perfect. So I just think in each of these contexts, I've looked at the things that we expect that we need. We expect that we need all this, you know, incredible notification on your wrist. We expect that we need power in order to have fun. And we expect that we need all these complex programming features. And in each of these contexts, I'm like, nope. And I'm not talking as some crazy, you know, like, removed from the world. I only program in, you know, machine code or even not even totally crazy. Like, I'm not saying I only program in Vim on a, you know, 12-inch screen. I still got two big screens. I use Sublime Text and I love it. You know, there's a lot of conveniences there. But just like piece by piece, I'm scraping away just some of the cruft that's gathered around various parts of my life and I'm loving it. And it feels good and it feels free. And I've always kind of been a little bit turned off by people who are like, you know, I sold everything I had and I'm so much more minimalist than you. Like, I'm not going to do that. But I think that there's space within not being one of those people. I'm not saying they're bad, that's fine, but I've been turned off because it just doesn't appeal to me. But I think there's space within.
Take exit 328 on the left onto FL91 Southport, Orlando.
There's space within being a person who's not that fully, you know, fully devoted to that, to still kind of find that there's just some things that have a lot of conveniences and you can look at them and look at all the list of features they provide and say, yeah, I should do it because of that. And yet say, like, but I'm not going to because that's just not what I want. So I'm checking the time again on voice memo, which really shouldn't take this much work. All right. Well, that's it. I hope this helps someone. It's been good for me. So this has been the 5-Minute Geek Show. Thanks for listening. Rate and review on iTunes. 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5. And my son is adorable, but no outro. Although I do have a new outro that I recorded while we were on vacation that y'all will start listening to when I start getting back to the normal ones. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5-Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my wrap.
Okay. Can you say 5-Minute Geek Show?
5-Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.